Hey guys, it's Merrick Damon, and welcome to the Merrick Damon Show. You know, I started this show to talk really about the interesting, most amazing things happening in the real estate business. And I want to bring you some more information and even better guests this time. So I see you guys are out there liking us. We got quite a few likes on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook, our Instagram. So keep share it with your friends. Tell everyone about the wonderful things that we're talking about so that we can keep growing. We have some new equipment. And we're going to have a podcast. So check us out. Check out my site, merrickdamon.com, so you can see where our podcast is and all the interesting topics that we're discussing. And today I have a wonderful guest. His name is Tyler O'Brien. He's going to be here sharing information about social media, Instagram. So, you know, I started my video blog talking about how the market, the industry has changed. So I wanted to have Tyler come out and talk to you about social media, how important it is, and how we can leverage it and monetize it. So Tyler, would you just introduce yourself to our guest and our audience and, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. How you guys doing? I'm Tyler. I've known Merrick here for a very long time. To speak briefly, to kind of give you an overview of everything right now, as you probably know, because you're probably watching this on social media right now. Social media has cornered the market in every industry. It is easily the most lucrative part of business right now. Most people don't even put their marketing budget towards anything but social media at the moment. A lot of the most profitable businesses right now are completely, all their marketing budgets completely through social media. It's just been, you know, it's pretty much the basic, it's at the basis of where everyone's doing their business right now.
So, okay, so you talk about social media and you talk about, you know, what are you talking about? You talking about Instagram, you talking about Facebook, how's that working? Tell me what you do in your career.
Instagram, from the perspective of, you know, most products, I would say is probably the most lucrative. Facebook as far as lead generation and, you know, ads as well. But all around the board, really, I mean, all social media is really pivotal as far as marketing for a lot of things, including real estate.
So how did you build your 67 or 100,000 followers on Instagram and Facebook? How did you get started? What actually happened? Now, okay, listen, okay. You got audience know. With the model agency in Miami. So, yeah. He, you know, a lot of that comes there. But how did you start building it and how did it happen?
So, I mean, I signed with an agency, a pretty well-known agency called Wilhelmina in Miami originally, and I started kind of putting out content as far as, you know, my modeling stuff, just throwing it out there, and it kind of got momentum built on my social media. I started seeing numbers go up. It wasn't really like a big focus for me. It was kind of like sharing like my work. It still kind of is at the moment. A lot of my personal social media is me kind of just like, I'll do a job and I'll kind of, you know, just share what I, you know, what I'm doing. As I started seeing more, you know, TV work, you know, I ultimately ended up doing a show. I've actually done a few and some commercial work where I kind of got more my face out there, and that led to me getting more of an audience. I personally, for me, as far as like my social media being stemming away from that kind of stuff, for that right now, I do focus on it, but I feel like it has been a byproduct of what I do.
Right. So it's just been growing as a result of all the things you've done in television, yeah, and media and things like that. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I get a lot of brand new real estate agents. I get a lot of people that are in the industry that do quite a few things. They do all kinds of things. And they all want to know, how do I make social media work for me? Now, I think there's one thing to getting the followers. The other part is, how do you monetize it? How do you use these avenues, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, to make money? So let's talk about that, because I do know that there are all these influencers out there now. You guys, if you don't know what an influencer is, figure it out. These people are out there and they're driving products and they're driving sales and they're driving money. But how do you become so good at this that you become an influencer so that you have value?
To kind of touch on that, to give you kind of a brief summary, there's a difference, in my opinion, as well as a lot as someone who calls himself an influencer for someone who just pushes product. I feel like to have being a quote unquote influencer, you have to have a lot more behind you than just, oh, hey, you know, check out this, you know, these teeth whiteners or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Having an influence or having an impact on people kind of changes their way of thinking, inspires people. It's a whole separate kind of entity to it. Like anybody can go, anyone with a good look can go up onto social media and kind of get that kind of attention. But to make an impact, that what ultimately makes you an influencer, in my opinion. But that right there, being an influencer right now is one of the best ways of making money at the moment. You'll see it all the time. I personally know people that make, they'll make people's annual salaries off of one post on social media. It's crazy. At the same time, I know people that are, their whole world is consumed by social media. All they do is think social media, social media, social media. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's very lucrative for that reason, but at that point it could be toxic. I mean, you need to kind of go about it in a certain way, an authentic way, sure, but not overly drive it. And if you're in real estate, you could definitely corner real estate. You could definitely corner social media for real estate. It'd be one of the best moves you could possibly make.
So on that point though, yeah, and you can talk about this and we'll talk about it in a second. You know, I do a conference called the Keep It Moving Conference. Okay. It's all about real estate, inspiring people to do better, live better lives, all this stuff, right? And Samantha DiBianchi, who was on Million Dollar List in Miami and a friend of mine, did our first Kim conference. She told me very specifically that, you know, she built her whole name and reputation on social media. So she sells product on social media or houses, and she built a name for herself.
But she was on Million Dollar Listing, which ultimately was a giant platform for her to kind of reach an audience.
But
right?
The reason she got on the show was because of her Twitter, her Instagram, her following. You know, that's important. 100%. And I can only see it growing more important as we keep growing. And when you say people make money on this and these influencers make money, there are people that drive messages, you know, about improving your lives, helping people, increasing your income and things like that. There are people who drive products. Is there a difference? Is there a difference at going about it? How does that work?
I mean, I've been involved, been around a lot of people that are, you know, their main source of income is off of their social media. And, you know, if you're disingenuous, it's going to come across. Like if you're in real estate, you need to, and that's who you are, it's ultimately going to speak for yourself, regardless of your social media, but in your presence in real life. And I mean, if you can only just amplify that by using your social media and by getting your messages across and getting what you're doing across, if you have the platform. See, social media is something you can immediately put something up and it could light fire and you could be out there completely off of one thing. It could be just one thing. And that's the great thing about social media. For real estate specifically, I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, are in real estate and a lot of people are always inquiring. And it's one of those fields, actually, in my opinion, most fields that you are consistently educating yourself to keep trying to get better at what you're doing. And social media is something that you could always get a hold of it. And for real estate specifically, especially here in South Florida, I mean, it could be the best possible avenue for you to get lead generation.
So, you know, we talk about this and I have to bring it up. All you guys out there watching, you know, Tyler, obviously you have good looks.
I appreciate that.
You get paid for that.
I do.
Okay, exactly.
I do.
So not everybody's so blessed. Is there another way? Because, you know, I have a social media out there. We have quite a few followers now. You know where I'm going here. You know, for those people that don't have the charming looks you know, or expose their bodies so much, because I see a lot of that in social media too. How do you build it?
That whole avenue that you're going down right now is really what I'm speaking on when I kind of separate the influencer from the product pusher. It's, you know, these people that are just, you know, really just posting softcore porn just to kind of get the attention. That's not really influencing. That's just you getting a bunch of people. And you know what? Realistically, guys, if that's your avenue, like if you're in real estate and you think you're going to go that route and you think that that's your way to make money, it's not. Yeah. It's not, because those people right there that are doing that, their market, their logistics on who they have as a following, who's taking notice of them, it's not lucrative. Like from a business aspect, from as an influencer or anyone on social media, say I am, you know, a girl who's just posting, you know, bikini shots all day. Now, logistically, you're going to look at that following and any company that reaches out to you. And I've worked with a lot. I've worked with a lot of companies. And they're going to look at your following and they're going to say, this person has 95% men, right? From a product placement idea, I'm not, regardless of the real estate, they're going to say they have 95% men. That right there tells the company that they're not going to have much of a reach for people that are going to buy that product. So it's less, it's less financially lucrative, actually. So, I mean, at the same time, if you corner your market, that's what I'm, that's what I want to speak on specifically.
Man, that is so important. And let me just tell you guys out there, because you know I'm talking to you, audience. I'm talking to you guys. If you're out there posting pictures of your body all day, and you're, it brings a certain type of audience, but it also turns off entirely different or another audience that's maybe more important for you in terms of real estate. And I, you know, it's very difficult and it's hard for people to understand. And I think it's really hard, Tyler. And I think this is where your meat and what you really bring to the show is for the young people that are in your age group that are out there doing it now. You know, how to use it correctly, how to use your medium right, that it brings you the type of business and money that you desire. Because everybody wants this lifestyle. Everybody's out there taking photos. So how do you, you know, it's a really interesting thing.
I mean, it's a funny thing, you know, just, it's a million-dollar question. Everybody, you know, everybody looks at social media, they look at the money that a lot of people make of it. They look at the Kylie Jenners and, you know, the Kardashians, and they see, you know, the money that they make off of one post, and they compare it to their, you know, how much they make as an annual salary, and it's absurd. At the same time, those people have influence because they have so much more tied to their name because they're their own brand. You know, any girl, in my opinion, with, you know, decent to good looks, they can go expose as much as they want to do, and they're going to get a lot of attention. But like I was saying before, that following, like I work closely with an agency in New York, that following is not going to be lucrative. Like I personally was involved with a girl with around, like, I want to say 500,000, something like that, where I'm sitting at under 100,000. But I was getting the same rates because I had like an equivalent amount of female following as she did.
When you say the same rates, explain it to the audience what you're talking about so we get
the amount of money that a company is going to pay you to promote their product.
So companies reach out to you specifically and say, listen, if you post a product, I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give you $10,000. Is that the way it typically works?
Yeah.
How does that, because that's really also the important part for social media, because we talked about monetizing it and things like that. How many followers do you need for people to want to follow you and you actually make money from it? Because you're right. Some people sit at home all day, they post photos and they make a check.
Yeah.
What? Talk about that idea of a rate and what your following has to be in order to generate money.
I can't give you an idea for the top of like a minimum, because I don't think there's like a minimum requirement. I mean, how social media has been lately, which is something I definitely wanted to speak on. Social media, especially Instagram itself, was a platform where everyone could grow. And then ultimately they get bought by Facebook, and now they have an algorithm where it's hard for you to get a reach. Like this video right here, if I was to do this and put it up on my platform when it was like, I don't know, I want to say 2 years ago, I've saw videos 2 years ago touch over 500,000 views on my Instagram. And that's because I had a reach of, meaning the amount of people that saw my posts, of, you know, over 100,000 easily, like within the first day. Now with this algorithm in place, like there's a reason you log into your Instagram and you see only like the same 10 people, and you might follow thousands of people, but you only see the same 10. And that algorithm is strictly placed because there's so many people that are making so much money off of Instagram, and they want to ultimately kind of curve away, in my opinion, to try to take, like, get some of that money from you. They want that promoted post and all that. So Instagram itself, through this algorithm, has been a lot harder to kind of corner. It used to be a lot easier. But the main thing, for my opinion, from what I'm seeing now, is people that are, you know, they're continuously on it and they're continuously posting good content, they ultimately will get the attention. But, you know, like I said, it's a little tougher, but it still can be done.
Wow, that's a really good thing. So, guys, so I don't want to wrap this up yet because it's so much information, man, and you're bringing so much hardcore stuff that people can live from and learn from. So you talked about Instagram. You talked about Facebook a little bit. What is Snapchat? I know what it is, obviously, but can you make money from that as well?
I personally haven't. I actually just recently kind of looked over my Snapchat. I kind of strayed away from Snapchat for my own reasons. My stuff was public, so random people were always like sending me stuff, and I kind of just, I rarely open it. But I mean, I feel like I should have tried to use it at a certain point, because my annual, I got over like, I looked at it, I'll show you, I have like 1 million views over it, like the last like year on it, just on stories. And I was kind of like, I was kind of blown away by that. But I mean, I don't necessarily see Snapchat as being, I mean, I'm sure people figure it out. I know there's how certain people are making money off of Snapchat, but I mean, I think Instagram has been a leading platform for people to make money off of. And I feel like real estate and Instagram, I feel like you could seriously do very well for yourself and get some great lead generation, because in South Florida especially, or any kind of location that people desire to be in, you know, they ultimately, like, for me, even before I moved here, like, I was consistently, like, YouTubing, like, you know, the lifestyle or the, you know, the properties and all that stuff. And I'm still fascinated by it. And I've been here for 6 years. I drive down A1A right along the beach, and I look at the houses, the cars, and I still have an appreciation for it, even though I'm surrounded by it. And I mean, realistically, if you're in this market here and you're like, I personally know a guy who was working a serving job within the last 2 years. He's crushing the real estate game. He's absolutely killing it. Probably closes 3 times a week.
Wow.
And I see him on social
media. He does
most
of his sales through social media? Does all of his advertising through social media?
He does everything through social media, and he's consistently posting, you know, video content and pictures of his stuff. And I see it because he's one of those people that have followed on social media, and I probably wouldn't know that unless I saw that. And I mean, if you're on top of it, and that's the thing I want to touch on as well. If you're going to do anything with anything online, any social media, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, you need to consistently kind of put stuff out there. See, people try to go down this avenue. What you're probably going to do is you're going to go down Instagram. You're going to go down this Instagram route. You want to put out content like I took this equipment and I was like, I'm going to start interviewing people.
Sure.
Right? Say 3 videos in, I'm getting a fraction of the amount of views that I was hoping for. Now, 90% of people are going to get discouraged, and they're going to go, this isn't going to work for me. This isn't what I wanted, hoped it to be.
But they only did 3, though.
Yeah, like, let's say it could even be more. We could go 5 to 10.
Sure.
We go 5 to 10. You've done 5 to 10. You put in, let's say, a few months of this, even more than that, and you haven't seen the return that you wanted, and then they pack up, and that's it. But that attitude right there, first off, is not what's going to make you a key player in the real estate game by any means, or any game at all. For you to kind of, I want to say, pop off in any of this, you need to consistently just keep grinding it out. Because say like this right here, one video right here, you get one person in here, you have a spark that kind of, because stuff can go viral still like that.
Right.
Everything goes viral like that, and people's whole lives change off of that. And to go back on the whole looks thing, like, I know a guy in Boca who, I know a few people out there actually where you would look at and you'd be like, how the hell do they have so much attention on that?
Right, because it's really not the looks.
Yeah, and you're looking at them and you're like, damn.
But it's the message, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the message, the consistent message that they keep bringing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people have either really relatable or funny stuff. But what I'm saying is that you keep pushing out content. Say you're on Instagram and, okay, so you start tomorrow, and you're doing this, or you're doing real estate, or whatever you are on Instagram or Facebook, all that stuff, all social media. You're on there, and you're like pushing out your stuff, but you're not seeing the return. Just know that at any point in time, you could post one thing, and they'll get that traction, and now guess what? Now you have loads of content on the back end that you pushed that they're going to look back at now. So like that one video, say you posted like 15 in, right? You posted 15 in, and that one video kind of catches that kind of attention that you were hoping for. Now all those people that saw that video, they're going to want more, and they're going to go back, and they're going to look at all the older stuff, and that's what's going to kind of get that momentum for you. So, I mean, it's like anything else. You really need to just commit to it, and you can't get discouraged if it doesn't work out right away. You just have to keep going.
Man, that is so motivational and so true. I can't tell you how good. You guys, I really hope you're checking out this show, because this is great information, because we live in a society where people want things instantly. And if they don't see it instantly, they give up. And they don't realize, like most people don't realize, I've been in the real estate game for over 20 years, right? You've been in the marketing, this this world for a long time doing this. Over 5-6 years you've been doing this stuff. And I've seen some of the videos that you guys have done on some of the properties driving down A1A. It's been amazing.
I've got to do some really cool stuff, man.
That's great video. Let's talk about that, though. What are some of the most engaging properties you've seen in your time and done video with? Maybe one of the things that we talked about in terms of properties in Miami.
I've done a few now. Some of my favorite ones are, I've got to do some on some really, really nice yachts, you know, that people have been making videos to kind of, you know, sell their boats. And that's been crazy experiences because I'm on like a Wolf of Wall Street boat just making content for them. Property wise, my favorite has to this date been the Porsche building.
Talk about that, because I know you guys that are in South Florida, I don't know if you've ever seen the Porsche building here in South Florida, but it's pretty much amazing. I saw the video that Tyler did. It was sick, as he say, or as the young kids say, Gucci. Talk about that particular property, man. Talk about that whole thing.
Oh, man. I got, while you're going down this route, or while anything that you do in business, at the most fundamental thing I can tell you that I've learned is always be good to people throughout the whole way and always show gratitude no matter how big or small they are contributing to what you're doing. I mean, anywhere you go, from like, you know, the guy working the camera to the guy doing sound to like anybody at all, the guy that drove you there, just show the same amount of gratitude as you would to the main person that runs the whole show. And because of that, I built really good connections, and I built a connection with someone who does the video work for these, like the Porsche building. And that right there, the Porsche building was sick. I mean, to touch on that, they have the Porsche building, if you Google it, they have a elevator that brings your car from the ground level up to a garage. The unit that I did was on the 34th floor, I believe. So I was literally sitting in a convertible Porsche going up an elevator 34 floors, and then it brings you into a glass room, which is essentially their garage, that's right next to their living room. So you're looking straight through the garage, through the windows, out into the water on a 34th floor in a car. It's a really cool design, to be honest with you. It's really it's really something else.
Hey, guys, if you haven't checked it out, I know it's free advertising for the building. But it's some great. We have some great properties here in South Florida, and we're going to be highlighting them a lot more coming soon. So, okay, so I know that we're probably wrapping things up right now. Any particular message you want to give the audience about maybe just social media in general, maybe things to look out for, some quick tips that you'd like to share so everyone has a good idea of how to get out there and be a star in this industry? Any things that you want to give for the people that are interested in like what you're doing?
I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a social media star. I mean, I know a lot of them. I've been around a lot of them. It's a complicated avenue to go down for you to try to, you know, if your main objective, I want to say this, if you're going on a social media and your objective is just to get views, you're going about it all wrong originally. If you're sitting there to yourself right now and just saying, I want to have a lot of followers, that's the whole wrong thing. What you need?
Because can't you buy them?
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know, people are going to ultimately see that. And my favorite thing in the world is when Instagram comes up with a new algorithm or they delete all like, you know, those accounts, and then all those people are exposed. At the same time, I would say you can see it off your engagement, but My following is completely genuine, and my engagement's dropped dramatically, meaning like the amount of likes and views that you're getting, that's because of the algorithm, which is always changing. If you really want to kind of pop off on social media, I think that you need to take something that you're passionate about or an image that is genuine, and you need to create the kind of content that is truthful to yourself. And people that will relate to it or people that have like the same kind of vision, they'll ultimately like it. I mean, people ultimately, if you're going to put out some fake stuff, it's going to come to the light eventually. Sure. You need to be, I mean, the most like popular people on there, they're relatable, they're funny, they're likable. Business wise, I mean, business is obviously a lot harder if you're just pushing a straight business page, because people are looking at that and they're going, this person's trying to make money off of me or whatever the case. But if you're in real estate, what I'm going to say specifically for real estate, if you're trying to build a name or build an Instagram presence because of real estate, the core of the people are going to be A, other real estate agents, and B, people that have, you know, they're interested in it, which should ultimately lead to a lot of lead generation. You know, people that are up in New York, Boston, Philly, anywhere, really, anywhere in the cold. If you're down here in South Florida and you're consistently, you know, putting up the properties that you have on the beach, you know, you're going to get a lot of the attention from those people that are sitting there in the cold thinking to themselves, man, I'd really like a summer home. And it's easy for you to find somebody that would probably want that. Like, say you're posting up a property that's right on the beach and, you know, you're throwing up for a price. It's like once you have the kind of core following, you know, all it takes is a random person to stumble across this, tag somebody that they know that would probably be interested in it, and you could potentially have a sale off of that. It's a very easy thing. And don't think that you need to make sales, especially real estate, that you need some crazy following. You don't need 50, 100,000 followers. Good. I mean, you could probably have a couple thousand, right? I would rather have a couple thousand of people that
engage people, right? Yeah. That are really listening. Yeah. Than 500,000 that never look at your page.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I was saying before. You know, like if you're like on social media just posting bikini shots, and you have like 98% guys that are just, you know, like, just, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you have 98% just guys on there, you're not going to see nearly as much money as somebody who has, like, realistically, logistically, in Instagram especially, with how they look at it as product placement, is that they see a female audience is the one that specifically orders more off of social media. Right. So a lot of people don't know this, but if I was to say I had a friend, say a guy came along to me and he goes, hey man, you know, I have a long-term contract with a eyewear company called Diff, and Diff is an amazing sunglass company. I'm not even promoting this. I'm not getting paid for this. Right. They're an awesome company. I love working with them. They for every pair that they sell, they literally donate a pair for somebody that with reading glasses for someone that need. Like, they're an awesome company on its own. And that's not even promotion. That's just me because I like them.
Right.
And I've got to hook up all my friends and my family with all the shades that they've sent me. And that company itself, say I had somebody come in and go, hey, man, could you get me involved in like a sponsored thing with them? Well, someone could come up to me. Like, I actually had this with a girl who, you know, with a several hundred thousand. And how they look at it as women are the primary market to order online, because guys are very less likely. It just is what it is.
That is what it is.
So for me, sorry about that. For me specifically, that's Bri. For me, they look at my following and they go, okay, he has, let's say at the time it was 80,000 with, you know, 85% women. And then they're going to look at someone, a girl with 500,000, and they go, she has 90 whatever percent men. Now I'm going to get a better rate, because logistically, I have more women following me.
Right, exactly.
And that's just how social media is now. And people don't realize that. So you look at, like, all these girls, like, with, you know, they could have, like, a million followers.
Sure.
They're not making as much as you think. It's about, and what I'm trying to say is, I'm not putting it women towards guys. It's the quality of your following.
Sure.
So, like, if you're, like, you have to have that kind of attention, like the quality attention, for you to kind of corner the markets and make that kind of money. And that's where anything at all, you could buy your followers, you can, you know, pay for shout outs, you can do all that stuff, right?
Does it mean anything?
But there's many things that you can do, but if you don't have the quality following, you're never going to see a return on it. It's just a bunch of attention. And everyone these days wants attention and they don't want respect. And it ultimately just is going to bring you down a bad path.
And I think at the bottom line of what you're saying is, it's all about passion. It's all about true engagement. And if you're not involved in that, then you don't have a worthwhile audience that people want to pay for. So, guys, listen, this has been an amazing show. Tyler, you brought it home like you always do. Thank you. This guy is freaking amazing. I'm glad you've been around for, I don't know, which is like 10 years now.
10 years now.
No, right? It feels that way.
I'm still here.
He's still here. He's still here. He's not going anywhere. So, guys, check us out. Thank you so much. It's been another great show. Tyler, appreciate it. I'm sure you'll be back soon, man. Thank you.
Of course, man. No problem.